Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday the 31st of July. The US Federal Reserve offers its decision on interest rates today. The market is not expecting a rate cut, but there is a hope that Fed Chair Powell will signal that the current era of policy errors will come to an end with a rate cut in September. Unfortunately, a September rate cut would signal the end of a cyclical policy era without addressing what might be termed the structural problem at the Federal Reserve. Why cut rates? Because monetary policy has been getting progressively tighter for quite a while now. For savers, real interest rates have been rising, measured by nominal rates less any inflation measure you care to use. For borrowers, real interest rates have been rising too, up 1.3% since the start of 2023. The real interest rate for a borrower is the interest rate less income growth, because it is income that's used to pay back debt. The economy and price pressures have both weakened since the start of 2023, but Powell has seemed content to keep tightening the policy screws. Being a few months late to easing interest rates does cyclical damage. Lower income households are clearly experiencing more pain. However, it's unlikely to tip the economy into a recession. What is more troubling is the lack of a medium-term policy framework. This has always been a problem with the Powell Fed. Powell is not an economist and has never set out a view of how the economy will react to policy changes over the medium term. Data dependency sounds like a sensible mantra until one reflects that in a time of massive economic structural change, data is less dependable, less precise, and altogether less useful as a driver of medium-term policy direction. A broader, trend-based approach would give more confidence about the future direction of policy. None of this is likely to come out in today's press conference. We're going to get more of the same. In the glittering wonder that is the euro, the European Central Bank has already begun the process of stabilising real interest rates with nominal rate cuts. Today's euro area consumer price inflation data has some risks to the downside, confirming the wisdom of rate reductions. Yesterday's Spanish data for July was somewhat lower than expected. While the German data did not decline, the pressures perhaps err to the downside for the euro aggregate. There is a question about potential distortions in the French data. Hotel prices and the Olympics are an obvious area to watch. It's important to note that rising hotel prices because of the Olympics are not actually likely to affect the standard of living of French consumers in the way that they imply, as consumption patterns are affected by events like this. It's not dissimilar to the Taylor Swift concert effect, although, of course, no sane economist would compare the economic effect of the Olympics with the economic effect of Taylor Swift. The Bank of Japan is another outlier of central banks in that it is tightening policy. Quantitative policy is expected to be changed at today's meeting, with at least some scaling back of bond purchases. Whether that constitutes a tightening of quantitative policy or not depends on whether one believes liquidity demand has declined in Japan. If demand for liquidity has declined, a reduction in the supply of liquidity is neutral rather than a tighter policy stance. There have also been some media reports that the Bank of Japan may also raise interest rates at today's meeting. This is not what the market has expected, but investors ignore suspiciously timed media reports about the Bank of Japan's decisions at their own risk. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.